1. I'm erasing myself again. This time it's from a sunset photo on the Santa Monica Pier. My ex-boyfriend's arm, a ghost limb around nothing. 3 weeks ago, that arm was around me. 3 weeks and 4 days to be exact, but who's counting? Just me and my pathological screenshot folder labeled Before. I zoom in on Nate's face, all perfect angles, and that smile that used to flip my stomach, and carefully clone stamp away the evidence I ever existed. My reflection hovers in the laptop screen like a digital ghost. The dark circles under my eyes no Valencia filter can fix. Delete, I whisper, cursor hovering over the original photo. But I don't. Instead, I save the edited version to a folder labeled Portfolio, even though it's really just masochism. I've gotten frighteningly good at this Photoshop trick. If social media strategy ever dries up completely, I could start a service. Erasure by Emery, making it look like you were always alone. Trademark. My phone buzzes with a calendar alert. Bark Buddy content review, 5 minutes. My one steady client, a premium dog food subscription brand targeting people who probably have their pet's face tattooed somewhere private. I minimize the Nate folder and pull up the content calendar. Okay, Emery, game face. I mutter, pinching my cheeks like some 1950s housewife prepping for her husband's return. I click the Zoom link and transform on cue. Hi, Melissa, so great to see you. My voice rises half an octave. My hands, suddenly animated, belong to someone else. Someone who definitely didn't spend last night doom-scrolling her ex's tagged photos until 3 a.m. Emery, your hair looks amazing. New style? I instinctively touch hair I haven't washed in 3 days, currently styled in a messy bun that took 20 minutes to look effortless. Oh, just trying something new. The lie slides out easily. So, I've mapped out next month's content strategy around the Dog Days of Summer theme we discussed. I share my screen and launch into the presentation. Golden retrievers frolicking on beaches with golden-haired owners. My voice is calm, confident. I'm good at this part. Crafting aspirational content for other people is my superpower. It's the living part I can't seem to master. I love the carousel idea. What your dog beach behavior says about you, Melissa says. That quiz element will drive engagement. Exactly. It creates that this is so me moment while still feeling aspirational. I'm on autopilot now, dispensing insight I've never applied to my own life, online or otherwise. You're the best, Emery. Seriously, engagement's up 30% since you joined. I smile, but my eyes flick toward the corner of my screen. A red dot blinks from my banking app. The irony. I could boost engagement for a luxury dog brand, yet my own account is circling the drain. After Melissa logs off, I click the notification. Balance, $267.43. I don't need to open the rent notice on my counter to know it's for $1,450. Math's never been my strength, but I can do that equation. I close the banking app and open Instagram. Reflex. My explore page floods with images of women my age doing summer better than me, curating beach picnics, rooftop cocktail parties, sunset yoga poses that would send me to the ER. My thumb hovers over the plus button. I haven't posted in weeks, not since Nate. My last post shows me laughing over a glass of wine. The caption, "Finding joy in the little things," star emoji. I took 14 versions of that photo and was on the verge of tears, because Nate spent the entire dinner texting someone named Work Vanessa. Turns out Work Vanessa wasn't just work. My phone buzzes. Mia. Coffee emergency! Lola's in 20. I have news. Can't today. Deadline for pristine clean and broke until Friday. Half true. I do have a deadline. But I could swing the coffee. What I can't swing is watching Mia glow about her perfect boyfriend while I pretend I'm fine. I'll buy. Need your expert eyes on something anyway. Plus, Tyler got me these ridiculous earrings for our anniversary. And there it is. I stare at the message, torn between being happy for her and the petty gremlin part of me that wants to fling my phone into the ocean. the same ocean Nate and I visited on our first date, ruined now, like 70% of Los Angeles. Fine, but only because I need caffeine via IV. See you in 30. I stand from my desk, a wobbly IKEA table wedged in the corner of my studio, and assess the wreckage. 3 dead plants line the windowsill. Laundry spills from a basket I've